Even the typical gym membership price tag is missing. While the average gym charges $52 a month, a basic Planet Fitness membership costs just $10. But Planet Fitness is not simply a story of a company trying to make a quick buck by slashing services and lowering prices. To understand the secret of Planet Fitness's success, we need to look at how lowering costs and simplifying services can be a deliberate innovation strategy, one whose aim is to make the fitness experience more satisfying to its customers, not less. Planet Fitness members don't feel shortchanged by their bare-bones gym. They love that there are rows and rows of cardio machines, which means that they never have to wait to start their workout. And they don't miss the heavy weights. Planet Fitness's target customers don't care about those anyway. Lunchtime workouts are stress-free without personal trainers trying to sell them services. The Planet Fitness model is cheaper to run than anything else on the market, but it still ranks first in customer satisfaction, even ahead of luxury giants like Equinox. And the company keeps growing. At last count, Planet Fitness boasted over 7.3 million members working out in over 1,100 North American locations. This is a company that has made careful and sometimes difficult choices to have a simple, low-cost offering. Along the way, it sacrificed temptations that lure other gym chains, such as personal trainers, a highly profitable add-on service that for most gyms brings in close to 10% of total revenue, or passive sources of income like rent from massage and physical therapists. Planet Fitness's success highlights an underappreciated approach to innovation, purposefully offering less as a way to satisfy more. Rather than trying to compete in the overcrowded luxury fitness field with its lavish services and hefty price tags, Planet Fitness found opportunity with a customer segment that most gyms rule out is unprofitable: casual and first-time exercisers. It then focused on a handful of things that these customers most prize, such as offering reliable workout equipment with 24/7 access at consistently low rates. That's all. The company chops out the usual profit-making mechanisms adored by the industry. It seeks customers most gyms avoid, because its low operating costs make those customers far more attractive to it than to rival chains. While the rest of the fitness industry continues to plow up market, Planet Fitness forges its own very successful path with a no-nonsense business model that delights its boardroom as much as its customers. This is low-cost innovation, or cost-ovation, hard at work. What is cost-ovation? Cost-ovation is a type of innovation that significantly compresses costs while still wowing customers. It's about meeting or exceeding customer expectations with less. Planet Fitness, with its low costs and slim offerings, but ecstatic customers, is an example of cost-ovation. Ryanair, an ultra-budget European airline, which at one time tried to charge customers for drinking water and bathroom use, is not. The difference is in customer experience. Ryanair tickets can be a grudge purchase, and purchases made with gritted teeth don't often lead to ever-thriving companies. To get a better sense of cost-ovation, let's look at an example from the hospitality industry. If you've ever been stuck on a 6-hour layover, you know your options for comfort are bare. You can get in line for a shuttle to a local airport and plunk down your credit card for an entire night's stay, or you can cozy up to a worn-out chair in the airport terminal. Both of those options are depressingly unappealing, especially for the frequent traveler. Enter Yotel. Yotel is a hotel chain found in international airports like London's Heathrow and New York's JFK. Accommodations are often directly on-site within airport terminals, and rooms are extraordinarily small, fitting just a bed and an airplane-like bathroom. But for time-conscious travelers, Yotel offers exactly what they crave: a comfortable bed, an excellent shower, strong Wi-Fi, proximity to their next flight, and fast check-in. Yotel doesn't